The Detroit Cobras are, as their name says, based in Detroit and specialize in raucous covers of other people's songs. Reviews of the group, who've now put out 3 CDs, often emphasize their raunchy bad girl image, courtesy of lead singer Rachel Nagy and guitarist Mary Ramirez. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new album Baby and some thoughts on the pros and cons of not writing your own material.
I wanna hear you say yeah.
For as long as rock and roll has existed, white rockers have been covering black rhythm and blues songs. But as rock has evolved, it became not merely a point of pride, but a proof of talent for rock musicians to compose their own material. The Detroit Cobras, however, reject this notion. Instead, rummaging through the pop, soul, R&B canon, and unearthing slightly obscure, rich songs, road testing them in front of audiences by constant touring, and then getting their interpretations down in the studio with as much of their live energy as is possible. It's a romantic, slipping around, yeah. And it's so enchanting, stars shining down. We're making love 50 miles from town. And if your girlfriend ever knew, she sunk in the river and drowned. Slipping around, slipping around, slipping around with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Detroit Cobras version of the Dan Penn Spooner Oldham song, Slippin' Around. Penn and Oldham are the authors of better-known hits like James and Bobby Purify's I'm Your Puppet and the Box Tops' Cry Like a Baby. One thing I like about the Cobras is that they don't pick obscure oldies just for the sake of proving their coolness or their scholarship. They pick sturdy should-have-been hits like that one or this one, a rouser by no less than Isaac Hayes, Steve Cropper, and David Porter, and originally recorded in 1966 by Ruby Johnson, called Weak Spot. When a vocalist like Nagy roars through a song, cliches like whiskey-soaked or allusions to smoky cigarettes tend to crop up in reviews. There's the implication that Rachel Nagy is pushing a loose woman persona when she sings about raunchy sex, as though this was something novel. All of which just gets in the way of appreciating the Cobras' meticulous musicianship. It takes a lot of skill to make songs sound so tossed off, and yet as stirring as most of this album can be. Then again, the one original tune on the album is their sloppiest, a genially silly double entendre joke called Hot Dog, Watch Me Eat.
Come on, baby, I got no time to waste. Come on, baby, you're gonna like it once you get a taste. I got a feeling in my heart.
During the heyday of punk rock in the 70s, there was a parallel movement, a revival of white R&B and rockabilly bands who sped up the tempo of the oldies that they covered. In L.A., where I lived at the time, I knew that Billy Zoom, the guitarist for that town's best punk band, X, had been recruited from a rockabilly band. and another group, the Blasters, switched easily between the two forms. In a similar way now, the Detroit Cobras infuse old music with fresh energy, making the very term oldie irrelevant. This is music that exists in an eternal present, living and vital, ageless.
It's raining so hard, look like it's gonna rain all night, and this is a time I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard, it's really coming down. Sitting by my window, watching the rain fall to the ground. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight. It's raining so hard.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Baby by the Detroit Cobras.